This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We have come into his house to gather in his name and worship him, so we can go out into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Let's Do It Radio, Fourth Sunday Service, March 27, 2022. I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Balcou Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. I don't know what you've come to do, but I've come to praise his holy name. Yes, Lord,
yeah.
Come to praise his holy,
yeah.
Holy name. Come on, y'all. We're
yeah.
here to praise his holy, holy name. Yes, we
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
woo!
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And as we praise his holy name, we want to give Pastor Betty and Apostle Chris Bennett of Harvest World International out of Little Rock, Arkansas, a warm spiritual welcome. So let's put our hands together and welcome them. Yeah. Yes.
What a welcome.
And now
we will have a welcome
from Pastor Bennett and Apostle Bennett from Harvest World International out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Please greet the worldwide listeners. Pastor Bennett? Let me see here. Hold on a second. Let's see. Let's get this right now. Hold on. Just
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, good afternoon and greetings to you from Little Rock, Arkansas and from Harvest World Ministries International, where we do ministry his way and his way only, according to God's plan, holy plan. Well, I thank and
yeah.
praise God for each one of you that have joined us on tonight. I'm certainly grateful for this privilege and this honor, amen, to be able to speak a word, amen, over this
yeah.
broadcast.
Amen.
Thank you to all those who are called in from Little Rock, Arkansas. I am so grateful to you for calling in at such short notice. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. We endeavor to do God's will. And God will
amen.
Only. Amen. And so, amen.
Yeah.
Bless you, bless you, bless you as you join in. My prayer throughout this broadcast is that something is said, amen, that will bless you or encourage you or point you in the right direction as it pertains
yeah.
to God's will and purpose for your life. Amen.
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 Thank you, Reverend Ron, for this opportunity. I've been riding high with Reverend Ron, amen, for the last week. As we have been in revival, I had an opportunity to even hear him sing live, amen. And that was
amen.
A blessing. Amen. God is doing something wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate him so much.
Amen. Amen. And Apostle Bennett, you want to greet us?
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Glad you joined in to the radio station from Little Rock and all around the world. And bring you greetings from Harvest World Ministry International.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for that greeting. The first song we're going to have is I've Got Jesus' Love, and yes, that's from the Don't Turn Away from God album by Reverend Ron Marshall. So we're going to hear that, I Got Love. So let's sit back and enjoy Reverend Ron live and in living color.
Amen.
Everybody needs to know that in Jesus is a minute. Jesus now. Lord, that's plenty. I've got Jesus now. Lord, that's plenty. He's the light of the world. And he died for so many. I've got Jesus, Lord. And Lord, that's plenty. I've got Jesus, love. Lord, that's plenty. He's the light of the world. And he died for so many. I've got Jesus love, 24 hours in a day. He's the light of the world, and he changes all the mad troubles away.
Apple Tunes as well, Spotify. It's all over the world, all over. You can go to CD Universe, CD SoundClick, everywhere.
All right. Thank you. Now we will have invocation, scripture, and prayer by Apostle Chris Bennett.
Scripture coming from Psalms 34. That I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. 7 said, the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and deliver them. 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. I read to you Psalms 34:1-8. Shall we pray?
Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven,
Yes.
We thank you for this worldwide web podcast. We thank you for Sister Inez. God, we pray right now that you would give us ears to hear and a mind to understand what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. God, we bless your name. And God, as we come together tonight, we ask that you would give the speaker of the hour a word to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen again. Yes, yes. I like this bio. It's nice, short, and sweet, because we could talk about somebody, but once we hear them, that's all we need. When the words come out of their mouth, that's all we need. And so Apostle Chris and Pastor Betty Bennett were called into the ministry of the Lord in 1992 under the leadership of Bishop L.A. Lindsay of the Full Gospel Fellowship, and served in the office of assistant pastors for over a decade. Over a decade. In 2012, Apostle Chris and Betty Bennett founded the Harvest Fellowship Worship Center, now known as the Harvest World International Ministries International, endeavoring, as she said earlier, to do the will of the Father, kingdom works, domestically and internationally. After this next song by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, Don't Turn Away From God, which you will find it on his album, the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Betty Bennett of the Harvest World Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Certainly Amen. Giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. Amen. And has been for some decades now. Amen. I thank and praise mm-hmm. God, because it is an honor and it is a privilege. And I am so humble by this opportunity to even be able to share the word of God with you that are on the line all over the world. Amen. I give praise and mm-hmm. honor to my Heavenly Father for all that mm-hmm. he is doing, all that he has done, and all that he's going to do in this season. Amen. I thank and praise mm-hmm. God. The callers that I heard, many of them, amen, were founders. Helped us in the number of founders as we founded Harvest Fellowship Worship Center. And I thank and praise mm-hmm. God for them being on the line tonight. Amen. Prophetess Amen. Pastor Lewis Hayes, I give God praise for you. Amen. A couple of the disciples, amen, Sister Doris. I believe that Sister Mosetta Perry is on the line. And all of mm-hmm. you that are following mm-hmm. and obeying, amen, the will of God in this day and amen. In this Amen. I do have a Amen. Word from the Lord, but I want to have a couple of words of prayer before we go Amen. Forth in the word. Shall we pray? Amen. Eternal God, we come before your presence.
Yes.
We come, Lord God, thanking and praising you, God, for another day's journey. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us this opportunity, God, to come into your presence and to share your word as you have commanded and commissioned us to do so. Lord, we thank yeah. you, Father God, for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord God, for leading, for your Holy Spirit leading and guiding us into all true paths of righteousness. We ask right now, Father God, that you would open the hearts of your people to receive what thus saith the Lord. We ask, Father God, that you would open their ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this season. We ask, God, for our minds to comprehend and a mind to obey and to do the will of the Father as it is set forth for us to do. We give you all glory, all honor, and all praise for all things, Lord God, realizing that all things belong to you and nothing belongs to us. By you all things were created, and without you was nothing created that was created, God. So we give you all glory, all honor, all praise, Lord. We just exalt your holy, your mighty, and your magnificent name for all that has already been said and done. And we thank you, Lord, for Reverend Ron as he's telling us, don't turn away from God. Amen. Father, we just ask, Lord God, that you would move not by power nor by might, but by your Spirit, even as we move forward in this broadcast. Have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That song was right on time. Amen. Reverend Ron, that song was right on time. Because we are living, amen, in a season and in an hour where so many that were not rooted and grounded in mm-hmm. the Word of God or that were kingdom-minded, amen, have turned away. Or have fallen away from God and from
my Lord.
The church, knowing that the church is in us, amen. So they have turned away, and they have begun to follow back after their old ways. So I thank you for that reminder to tell us don't turn away from God, because we know that God never turns away from us. He's right where we've left him at, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we have a quick word on tonight, and what I'd like to share with you all, I don't think it's any secret, amen, that we are living in kingdom time. We are living in kingdom time. It is kingdom time. And many say, what are you talking about it being kingdom time? Amen. As Brother Ron so eloquently prayed at the beginning of the broadcast, we mm-hmm. see a type and shadow of prayer as it is recorded in Luke's gospel. Before I get to my scriptures, amen, as it is recorded in Luke's gospel, Dr. Luke, amen, where he says, amen, you know, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Yes.
Thy mm-hmm. will be done on earth as it is in mm. heaven. We've got to realize that we have shifted into a whole different season, and we are in the season of kingdom. Those that are still in the season of churching or the season of membership or the season, amen, are missing out on what God is doing as he is molding and reshaping and building and creating mm-hmm. and getting ready for his kingdom to come. So let us go quickly, amen, to Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. And again, we're talking about the subject tonight. It's kingdom time.
Yes, it is.
Mark 16. Amen. And we're gonna back up. Amen. I think the scriptures I gave you, Sister Inez, was Mark 16 and 15, but we're gonna back up to 14.
Okay.
And the word of God reads as thus: Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. I mean, you know that God is softening the heart of his people, those that he has chosen. We didn't choose him, he chose us. Amen. We have a purpose for being here, and that purpose is kingdom business. Because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. 15 says, and he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Yeah.
But in my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. Again, I want to talk about real quickly that we are living in kingdom time. It's kingdom time. It's no longer church as usual, as we once knew.
Can I tell you that
after COVID came, and COVID is still hovering, amen, when COVID came, there was a scattering of the churches. And the Lord revealed, amen, that it was no longer going to be church as usual, within the walls or behind the walls, amen, because he has commissioned us to go into the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. And so if God has commissioned us to do that, we have seen ministries, and I'm not saying church anymore, I'm not saying membership. We have seen ministries being birthed out of the commandment of Jesus Christ. And these ministries are doing mighty and magnificent work and exploits. Amen. Mm-hmm. We have seen God open up airways and different ways that we never knew that we could get the word out. Amen. Even in the midst of a pandemic, God has opened up phone lines. God has caused ministries to come alive on Zoom. God has birthed forth internet ministries and podcasts and radio broadcasts. He has penetrated the airways so that his word may get out to the nation. God is not so concerned, or Jesus is not so concerned with us just sitting in the church houses, just receiving his word, but never going out and sharing his word with any creature. And so with that being said, amen, we're seeing a time like never before.
Yeah.
Whether or not you see any goodness in COVID or coming into our season, whether or not you see any good in it, amen, good is coming out of it. They said nothing good could come out of Nazareth either, but Jesus Christ did. Something good came out of it, and that good is kingdom work. Amen. Amen. I have seen them be birthed. Amen. There, when I testify that there is a lady on this line that has birthed forth a faith walk ministry, and callers are calling in from all over the world to hear the word and to be prayed for. We're not making members. We're many members, but we're one body. He said, go into the world, preach the gospel to every creature. If I look back at, through these synoptic gospels, if I look back and I compare them to the book of Matthew, amen, he tells us to go and make disciples. For what reason? For kingdom, for the kingdom. Turn with me real quick to Matthew's gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got a work to do, you all. We've got a work to do. Matthew's gospel is the 28th chapter and the 19th verse. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, not some things, but all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am, somebody say I am.
I am.
Mm-hmm. Where have y'all heard that name before? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am is with you always, even until the end of the world. So we want to know, amen, where the power is, what happened to the power in the churches, amen, what happened to the healing, what happened to the deliverance, what happened, amen, to people being filled, truly filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I forgot to tell you all, I came out of a full gospel church, amen. We are non-denominational, and we believe the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. So what is happening in, what was happening in the churches? Was there any power? Was there any healing? Was there any deliverance? I'm not speaking down on any churches. God bless the churches. I'm thankful to God. And I'm praying. And as I pray, I am really seeing the Holy Spirit, not just me praying. There's many praying, praise God. But we're seeing the Holy Spirit penetrate into the church house doors and begin to move up on the people of God in a true way. Amen. And I'm grateful for that. But as the Holy Spirit and the power moves up on us, there's something else that comes along with it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We should be preaching the word of God to our brothers and to our sisters. Those that are lost sheep that are still out there in the streets that are lost and trying to find their way. Jesus is the way. Did he not say that he is the way, the truth, and the life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did he not say that no man cometh to the Father but by me? There are lost sheep out there that are seeking to find the way. Those of us that know the way, amen, should be sharing the way with them. We are in a season here in Little Rock, Arkansas, and there's no secret. There's no secret to this, amen, where, amen, the crime is at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I'm sure that the Floridians have heard about it. It's not new. Amen.
So much
is happening in the city of Little Rock that God needs his people, his chosen vessels, his vessels that he filled with his precious Holy Spirit and gave them the gift of ministry.
Come on.
Gave them the gift of carrying his word. Gave them the gift of birthing someone forth out of darkness into the marvelous light, showing them the way. God is trying to tell us we have moved into the kingdom era. It is no longer church as usual, you are. It's all about the kingdom. It's been all about the kingdom. I think we're just realizing it when the church doors close, that we're all in our kingdom business. Jesus said at the age of 12, as he sat in a synagogue, as his mother and father went up to pray and give offering, as they oftentimes did once a year, and they it was a three-day journey. Hey, man, you know about this. I don't need to tell you all these details. But as they were journeying back, they had already journeyed 3 days before they realized that Jesus wasn't with them. And so they turned back and journeyed back another 3 day journey to find him. And when they find him at the age of 12, in a synagogue teaching the word of God. This is what he said. They said, I'm sure they were worried crazy. You would be worried about your 12-year-old. But he said that it's time for me to be about my father's business. When we talk about the father's business, we're talking about thy kingdom come. We're talking about the kingdom, preparing God's people for his kingdom. Are we preparing God's people for the kingdom? Or are we not saying anything at all? Are we encountering those that are lost and not ministering to them? Have we become a fattened calf, but yet we refuse to share a word with a lost brother or sister? Are we fearful that if we share this word that something may happen to us, the enemy may come against us? Can I tell you that God has you covered? When you go and minister, when you go and work, when you go and do deeds, God has you covered. He said no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
He said, that's right.
Those that abide in the secret place of the Most High God, which is the kingdom, shall dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. He said they will say of the Lord that he is their refuge, he is their fortress, in him we can trust. He said here in Matthew, he said that I am will be with you always, even until the end of the world. What are we fearful of? We've been commissioned to do a work. We've been commissioned to do a deed. We've been commissioned to carry the word of the Lord, to preach the gospel. And God has open up the door. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. I say that because the Holy Spirit just quickened, because I heard this just the other day from Prophetess, amen, Lois Hayes, and she said, Pastor Betty, God said to tell you that the door is open. God has opened the door. Amen. So what's wrong now? He has put his word on the inside of us. And we are to carry this word to the nation. We are to carry it through the power of the Holy Ghost that is on the inside of us. When we have the power of the Holy Ghost, we're not fearful. When we have the power of the Holy Ghost, we don't mind sharing the word of God. When we have the power of the Holy Ghost, we don't mind laying hands on the sick and believing that they will recover. Unlike some of the disciples who believed that Jesus Christ had even risen from the dead. We believe that he's risen. We all believe that he's risen. And if we don't, call me after this broadcast, because we all believe that Jesus Christ has risen. But he said that those that believe, they shall do mighty exploits. They shall do greater work than he did when he was fulfilling kingdom duty. He was going about doing the will of the Father. He said, I only do what the Father says do. I only say what the Father says.
You all, we've got a work to do in this kingdom time. There's never been a time like this to get the word out to a lost soul, of those who are wondering, how do I operate in this kingdom world that we're in now? How do I function? It's through the power of the Holy Ghost. When the power of the Holy Ghost comes, that's when you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. This morning when my husband preached a sermon, he preached about, amen, that God is a healer. Jesus is a healer, and Jesus is able to raise the dead. But he honed in on one important component, and that component was that all we have to do is believe. Only believe.
Yes. Believe.
On the Lord Jesus Christ and the work that he did. Because then we shall do greater work.
Yes.
You all, it is kingdom time.
Yes.
It's time,
yes.
It's time to make ready.
Yes.
It's time to fulfill the call that Jesus Christ placed upon us. Those that some refer to it as the Great Commission. But it's time to get the word out. In any means necessary, there is an urgency to do this, to get the word out. People have deceased in record number. Anybody even wondered, did they know who Jesus was? Had they been filled with the Holy Ghost? Were they born again? Did some suffer a premature death because they didn't know that Jesus was a healer? They didn't know that he was a deliverer. They didn't know that Jesus was able to bring them through what they was going through. They didn't know these things because they didn't really know him. They had a type of knowledge, but not according to God's knowledge. They had a type of understanding, but not according to God's understanding. They didn't understand the ways of Jesus. They read the word, but they didn't have a true understanding. They were going about establishing their own type of righteousness.
My Lord.
As many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees did in biblical days. But it's time now for us to know and for the people of God to know that God is a healer. He is a deliverer. He can bring you out. He can make a way out of no way. He can heal the sick. He can raise the dead. He can do it if we only believe that he can do it. Believe on the Lord Jesus. Walk in the calling in which he has called us to. And if you're operating in the kingdom, amen, continue to operate in the kingdom. The work that you do, the deeds that you do, they're God. He allows you to do them. Keep on doing them.
Come on.
It's kingdom work. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. How many times have you said that scripture?
Only
is going to last. Only what you do, but yet nothing was being done. It is time to go into the hedges and the highways and compel them. Come unto him. It is time to lift up the name of Jesus before all men. He said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto him.
All men.
Kingdom time, you all. God wants to show forth some miracles in this earthen realm. God wants to show forth his hand, his mighty hand. He wants to show forth miracles, mighty works, exploits. He wants this world to know that he is still in control and that he changes not.
Yes.
He was saying yesterday, today, and forevermore. It's kingdom time. I heard someone say the book of Acts is still being written. The book of Acts is still being written. God is not through. As I stated earlier, the door is open. And we can go in and commune with him and him commune with us and become one with him. as Jesus was one with him, so that we can fulfill this work. It is a great work, you all. That's why he said greater work. It is a great work, building up the kingdom of God and making disciples. We're many members, but one body. Called to make disciples. Think about if you can say, if you can witness to one person and they get saved and they get catch on fire and they go witness to another person and they get saved and they catch on fire and they go witness to another person and they get saved and they catch on fire. That is the kingdom work that we should be doing. Amen.
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 And so over the last 2 weeks, amen, we have sat in a revival. God is connecting the cells together. God is connecting the cells together. How many of you know that the body is composed of so many cells? And these cells have to work in unity. God is connecting the cells together. Amen. Those that are after his own heart. Those that are kingdom-minded. Those that are trying to build up the kingdom of God and do kingdom work. He is connecting all of us together. And I thank God for what he is doing so that we may be able to fulfill this calling that is on our lives. And so we've been in revival for the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it is a kingdom building revival where God has commissioned a man of God out of Dallas, Texas, to come here and to preach his word, to lay hands upon, sometimes not even laying hands upon his people, but reignite the fire of God within them.
Mm.
Get them filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
And that has been happening. That has been happening. People have been getting healed, delivered, and set free. That's kingdom work. That's what Jesus did. It said everywhere that he went, he healed, delivered, and set free.
Mm-hmm.
If we're Christians, that means to be Christ-like, to have the mind of Christ, as Reverend Ron so eloquently preached, then we ought to be doing the work that Christ did. But we can only do it if we're connected to the kingdom of God.
Yes, yes.
We must be connected to the kingdom. So, amen, I thank and praise God that he allowed me to just share with you all this season that we're in as we transition into this season. He didn't say it was a new year to me. He said you're moving into a different season. In this season.
Yes.
He's ready to show forth himself, his hand in this season. Are we ready for what he has prepared us for? That's a good question. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Are we ready?
Or have we been robbing ourselves? Have we been along behind the walls and not done the kingdom work that we should have done? Some because we don't know how to do it. Others because they don't preach kingdom work in some areas. But it's time for us to know Jesus and who he really is. It's time for us to know God and who he really is. When I can call another pastor on the line, amen. And before I can get out of my mouth, I have to tell that pastor. And she began to speak over my life and quote scriptures in my life pertaining to the situation that I'm dealing with. We're connected in the kingdom. That's where God wants us, encouraging one another, lifting up, building up. It's not time for tearing down right now. It's time for lifting, building, encouraging, and commissioning them to go forward. All of us got somebody in our family. It may not ever be saved, but it doesn't keep us from sharing it. He said he that believeth when you share it will be saved. But those who don't believe it will be damned. But nevertheless, you must share the word of God. We're in a season where that word must go forth. And it will go forth with power and with might if we are filled with the Holy Spirit. But it's all about Him. It's all about God and His kingdom. We take no ownership of it. We take no glory. We take no merit because it has nothing to do with us. We're mere vessels being used by God to manifest the promises of God in people's lives. Let's wake up and realize that the kingdom is upon us. And it's time to be about our Father's business. It's kingdom time.
Definitely.
Amen?
Amen.
At this time, amen. I'm going to turn you back over to Sister Inez. Amen.
Amen. Yes. We're going to have a song called The Power of the Resurrection. After that, it's kingdom time. You got to resurrect. You got to get up. Got to get up and go forth and show what you got to do. And that's from the Don't Turn Away from God album done by Reverend Ronnie Marshall. The Power of the Resurrection. Get up, y'all. Get up.
Amen.
Life has given us so many turns, and there was no out. But thank God for the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It makes everything happen in life, all of the good success. Y'all listen to it.
has the power of resurrection. Sing that song, Reverend Ron. Sing it, sing it, sing it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we will have the invitation to discipleship and welcome to the family and benediction by Apostle Chris Bennett. But first off, we need to give Sister Pastor Betty Bennett a round of applause. I don't know if you want to hear the clap again or if you want to just give her a hand clap for the Lord, because she gave it to us. I'm just going to open all the lines and let the people hear the clapping.
Amen.
Her thing today. Yes, yes. We have people from Washington State. We have people from Arkansas. We have Prophet Rico on the line as well. We have, let me see who else. We have New York on the line. We have Washington State on the line. We have Arkansas on the line. We have Florida on the line. So we got people from everywhere listening to you worldwide. So we want to thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us today. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, we'll just check it all to me right quick. Just check the address to me.
Yes.
So they talk about it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, cool.
You probably need to mute them.
I am muting them. I did. I muted them. So, yes. So now we have an invitation
like
to person. Go ahead.
I'd like to say something right quick. Thank you, Pastor mm-hmm. Bennett, for that wonderful word. And such a timely word, kingdom time.
Yeah.
I just mm-hmm. like to say that Sister Inez works behind the scenes of this platform all over the world for us, and not only for my Sunday evening program, but also for many of the other programs that come on all through the weeks. And there is some availabilities for ministers and ministries, and you could talk to her, and she could direct you in that way. But today, I just like for everybody that would join me, because she does this for us all the time. We send our music in. We send our messages in. She's there to record the messages. She's there to play. She's there to host our shows. And the Bible said the laborer is worthy of his hire. And Jesus
Amen.
Said, how will men know ye my disciples but by the love that ye have one for another? Now, she could be charging us a fortune to do this, because they charge
Amen.
People all over the world big, big money. And because you're all over in Africa, you're everywhere that there's
everywhere.
A way, you're there. And she does this untiringly with her own business, but she still take out mm-hmm. time to help the ministers and the prophets, the apostles, and everybody to come on. She take out time to get their messages on this air. Jesus said, go ye to all of the world. You just got to preach it, Pastor Bennett. All the world. Now, here's the way that we can go all over the world without leaving our home. That's a blessing, isn't it?
Yeah. Amen.
So,
Amen.
So I would like for as many as possible that would join in with me. I'm going to sow a seed of $100 to Sister Inez, because I need her in my life. What am I saying?
Amen.
I need her to father the gospel. I need, when these albums
Amen.
Come out, for me to get these albums played all over the world, that's a lot of money.
Amen.
But thank the Lord,
Amen.
God opened up an avenue where Sister Inez, she plays this music. She asks the other people to play this music. So not only do it help me, I'm just using my music for instance, but any of the gospel, any of the books, writers, and
yeah.
all of these kind of things, they got a platform, and that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm inviting everybody, all of the ministers that's got ministries, and you need to get this word out, and it's in you.
Yes.
Please contact Sister Inez. She can help you. But I'm going to sow $100, and everybody that will sow, whatever you would sow, whatever the Lord lay on your heart, Sister Inez is going to give you her cash tag. Cash App, and then you could hit her there, or she'll give you other instructions how that you can send a donation in to her, because the Bible says he that labor, he that till it, must be first partakers of the fruit. So let us be a blessing. It's a blessing in being a blessing. I'm being blessed. You being blessed. It's a privilege.
Amen.
It's beautiful for me to turn around and tell my friends, hey, y'all, come on in and give a word all over the world. I love that, and I thank God for that platform. So you all that will so, please do so. Inez, give them your cash tag that they might share.
Thank you so much. It is $ANAIS as in Sam, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, U as in Union, R as in Robert. That's Anaïs Valcourt, ANAISEVALCOUR. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I like helping people, so, you know, the Lord blesses me and I bless other people. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Pastor Ron,
hey, God bless you all. God bless you all. And Pastor Bennett, I enjoyed that word. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. And to all of those people that are out there, like you say, who you never know when you're going to speak and someone listening, and they give their heart to God. That's a blessing for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you explained it along the way so beautiful. Our hearts did burn, and we did get the meaning and the message of what you were speaking about. It's kingdom time. Church is no more church as it used to be. And I'm kind of glad in a real sense. You know why? Because there's no more partiality. God is calling all us to be one. He's calling us to be one. And you mentioned that in the message. Jesus prayed in the 17th chapter of John. He said, Father, make them one, even as you and I are one.
Yes.
That's kingdom. That's kingdom. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Apostle Chris.
Yes. Okay. We thank Pastor Betty for those words of encouragement, because it is kingdom time.
Yes.
And the word says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So that's what we're doing. It might be somebody on this radio, on this podcast, that's coming through the radio and just happened to stop. If you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, why don't you give your life to Jesus right now? We offer Christ to you, my brother, my sister. The door of the church is open.
Amen. 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 Yes. Amen. Yes, the doors are open.
Yes. Why don't you come?
Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go.
Yes.
Go.
All you have to do is believe.
Baptizing them.
I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that you shall be saved, that I shall be saved. But the heart of man is like the Bible says, unto salvation. Give Christ your life today.
Thank you,
my dear. the desire to do thy will.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes.
No doubt from the sight and thought must go, Jesus said.
Yeah.
If I go not the comfort and I come to the same time, I'm not going to need your comfort. I'm going to go and down. I'm going to see you from the shine.
Yeah. Sing it, Shirley. Sing it. Special prayer. The number is 845-241-9985. Again, it's 845-241-9985. Yes. Thank you. And for those
Amen.
Of you who heard Pastor, Apostle Bennett, go ahead. Is he leading us, Apostle Bennett?
No, that's, I was saying, that's it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Go. I always love that song. We used to sing that back in back home in Washington State. This lady used to sing that song. We used to tear up, just go out and teach, you know. It's kingdom time,
yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Kingdom
it is.
Time.
Amen.
Kingdom building time.
Amen.
It's kingdom time. It's time. You know, all these wars, rumors of wars, the people hating people, daughters hating mothers, sons hating fathers, rebellions, just everything. Just go out there and just give love and just bring people to God, because God is,
Amen.
I think he's upset. You know, God is mad, but it's all in the Bible. It's all, time is winding up. So, I mean, hey, it's kingdom time, but time is winding up. So it's all so relevant and just so easy. It's so eloquently said by Pastor Bennett. Just go. You know, she didn't use these vague, fancy words or anything, just so simple and eloquently laid out. Go. 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 Thank you. Now I'm going to open up the lines for a meet and greet. And, you know, you could tell Pastor Bennett how, you know, how she fills your heart. I'm going to start with Mosetta. I guess she just hung up on me. Oh, okay.
Oh, is that a pair?
You got, yeah, this was. I believe she just hung up. Mm-hmm. And so 514 today, I don't know if they said who they were, but the line is open for you to say anything, if you'd like to say anything.
Well, she spoke on a word that has been in my heart for a long, mm-hmm. long time.
Hey,
and that was the verse, go into all the world and teach what I have taught
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just another arrangement. But teach what I have told you. And then he says, just remember, I'll be with you always.
Always.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, just remember, I'll be with you always. Just go out there and teach the whole world what I taught you.
Yeah.
Amen.
And here we are. It's going all over the world.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to
God. Thank you, Lord, for being a part of it. I don't have a lot to say, but I like what I hear.
Amen.
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 Thank God for the evangelist tonight, the pastor, I mean.
Amen.
Glory.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we have Reverend Carolyn. Yes, Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima, Washington. Would you like to say anything?
Well, praise the Lord. You know I'm always full of something to say. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I just love the Lord. I thank God for being able to tune in this evening.
Amen.
To hear Pastor Daddy. Praise the Lord. This is my first time hearing. I don't know if it's your first time on the show, but I can concur and agree with you that it is kingdom business time. That's all I
Amen.
Need.
Amen.
Telling God's people, it's time to build the kingdom. It's time to get that mindset. And when you know who he is, hallelujah, when you know that he
hallelujah.
Is the way, the truth, and the life, when you know that he
yeah.
is the vine, he's the resurrection. I mean, with just knowing who he is, I ain't going to go and preach, but hallelujah. But when you know who he is, you want to do what he's commissioned you to do,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I believe that a lot of us have to, the scripture comes, choose this day in whom we're going to serve. You know, we got to choose who we're going to serve. And when we know
Amen.
That we've got a made up mind, sold out to serve Christ, he ain't going to have to push us and prime us to go into the kingdom. Ooh, glory to God. Let me leave it alone.
Oh.
Hallelujah. I'm going to leave it alone right there. God bless you for the word today. Hallelujah. We need to take what she said seriously.
Yeah.
Kingdom mindset. And when we get a kingdom mindset, whether we're in the grocery
mm-hmm.
store, whether we're on our job, whether we're down the street, it doesn't matter where we is. We're going to tell somebody about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We're going to let them know where our hope lies. Our hope lies in the Son of God, the Son of God, the hope of God. We ain't going to be able to tell ourselves. We used to sing that song and said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I just think we need to get that attitude. Glory to God. And you said another thing, Pastor. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will make you can't keep it to yourself. There will be glory to God.
Yeah.
I better quit.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. I enjoyed it. Amen. You just stirred
Amen.
Me up. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
It
hey.
Much hey.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, bless you.
Yes. Amen. 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 Sister Lois. Lois Haynes.
Haynes. Yes, ma'am.
Would you like to say anything?
Yes, ma'am. I thank God for this day.
Amen.
For finance and for everyone, and for such numerous message from Pastor Betty Bennett. I can't thank him.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, he got stopped up. Thank God he got stopped up.
Yes.
Lord, he got stopped up. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for a beautiful word of God. Word of God that just touched my heart tonight. Thank God.
Amen.
For being glad to hear the mighty word of God. Came from Pastor
yeah.
Bennett. That's the buddy. God to take you to more levels than you could even imagine. What have you got stopped up?
Thank you, Father.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes.
Because God said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered.
Yes.
What have you got stopped up?
Amen.
Not God for you. Thank God for the land tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then we have Prophet Rico. Would you like to say anything and greet the people?
Hallelujah.
Meet and greet the people.
Good afternoon, everybody. This
yes.
is Prophet Rico.
Yes.
Good evening. This was an awesome
yes.
message tonight. I want to thank God for Pastor Bennett and Apostle Chris. Amen.
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 Thank God for you.
We're glad to support them tonight. And I just want everybody to come out on Tuesday and Friday. Pastor Bennett and Apostle Bennett is doing a miracle crusade with Apostle G. Jackson from Dallas, Texas. And the very thing that you were speaking on is right on time.
Mm.
He walks in that
Amen.
Type of power and authority. And it's at the Comfort Inn on 6th Street downtown. And we welcome everyone to come at 7 p.m. and join us with the woman of God and man of God hosting this great crusade with Apostle G.A. Jackson. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 7 o'clock Tuesday. All right. Thank you so much, Prophet Rico. And then we have 6998 out of New York. I don't know if you want to say anything. Okay, thank you. And then we have the last four numbers are 2218 if you want to meet and greet anybody or if you have any special prayer requests.
Amen.
Amen. 2218 out of Arkansas.
Thank you.
Okay, we got a quiet bunch. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So the announcements that I have are Tuesday night here. We have March 29th from 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. What's your story? With a publisher from PayProV, CEO and founder, Laquita Parks. She's going to be talking about publishing and how you can get your story published. And so please join us that evening. Again, at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. Wednesday, we have Bible study, March the 30th at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and that is with the Reverends Rodney and Carolyn McCullough of Spread the Word Ministry out of Arlington, Texas, and they're going to continue teaching prayers that please God, taken from Matthew 6, 5 to 13, okay? Hmm. Prayers that please God, not just thank you, Jesus, but prayers that actually please God. They've been preaching a lot of out of Matthew. They preach from the Beatitudes the last few times, and so now they're in chapter 6 of Matthew. And then Sunday, the first Sunday, we have service April 3rd with Reverend Carolyn, Spread the Word Ministry out of Arlington, Texas, and it's at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and that's Communion Sunday. Then again, Tuesday, and we need to have people who are strong in the Lord. I'm going to do another topic of Miss Inez Says on April the 5th. Let's talk about it when suicide doesn't work. And the publisher who's doing the series the week before, she published a couple of the books of two gentlemen that suicide did not work, and they are going to be speaking on that evening. And so hopefully I can get someone from the suicide prevention for people who have survived also as a speaker and listening in. And then on that Thursday, April 6th, we have Keeping It Real with Sergeant James Park, Saving the World, Part 2, and that's 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. Does anybody else have any announcements? I don't know if anybody does. I have everybody basically muted. So do you have any announcements, Pastor Bennett?
Prophet Rico, first of all, thank you so very much for this opportunity. Thank you, Reverend Ron.
God bless you.
So many thanks to so many of you who are on the line for this opportunity. I am so humbled by this opportunity. Oh, my gosh. It's so humbled. It's just the Spirit of God is just overwhelming me. Amen. With gratitude.
Amen.
I just thank God for all of you and for being able to do this worldwide. Thank you all so very much.
Yes.
Continue just to pray for the revival
amen, that's going to be going on so that we may continue to go forth and do what the Lord has called us to do. Amen. We thank God for the open door, amen, that he has opened through Reverend Ron, through, amen, Raw Power Ministries, through you, Sister Inez. God is doing a mighty work, and through all the pastors all over that are on the call, thank God for you. Thank God for you tuning in. Thank God for you listening. Thank God for the work that you're doing and the willingness to follow God, to hang in there and not give up, to press your way through, and to continue to teach and preach the word of God in season, out of season, whatever season. Amen. Press your way through. I just thank and praise God for all of you that are on this line. And thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you all.
Thank
you. My prayer and that God's spirit will continue to dwell with you night and day.
Yes.
And that his arm of protection may be around you in Jesus' name. I give him the
Yes. Reverend Ron, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Well, I'd just like to thank everybody for tuning in on this fourth Sunday service, and I want you to continue. And as Sister Inez had iterated to all of us, let us apply these nights that these different services are going on and all of these conversations that are beneficial to everyday life.
Yeah.
And again, thank you, Sister Inez, and thank you, Apostle G.E. and Prophet Rico, and thank you, Pastor Bennett and Pastor Bennett, for being so kind to share on this platform this evening, and to all of the other ministers, Pastor McCullen and all of those good people, and to all of the people that are, I'm not calling names, but God bless you all, because we all are God's children, and I love all of y'all, a whole big bunch, you know what I mean? If I can hug all y'all at the same time, I'd do it. God bless you.
A virtual hug works just as well.
thank you, Society, as well, all right?
Thank you. Thank you. We are going to close out with a song called Heavenly Mind, another one of Reverend Ron Marshall's songs. And that's what we need to have, a heavenly mind, as we do this. It's kingdom time. So let's close out. And then I'm going to close out again as we close out. You know how many times we close. So let's hear Heavenly Mind by Reverend Ron.
Heavenly Mind. I've got eyes, I'm listening.
heavenly man.
Heavenly man, every day the lifestyle, every day the way you love, the way that you give. In the morning, from the new horizon, rivers go away.
Yes, yes. Don't Turn Away From God album. We want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening on the fourth Sunday service with Pastor Betty Bennett and Apostle Chris Bennett of Harvest World Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And if you want to share this experience with others, please go to the homepage of doitallinthemall.com and click on the radio icon on the right-hand side of the page and go to the episodes on demand and select any of our past shows, our Sunday shows, anything throughout the week shows, anything you might want to see, you might tickle your fancy, so on and so forth. Just click on it and listen to it. And if all your minds are clear and no one else has anything to say, please bow your head and close your eyes and may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. Be blessed. Stay blessed and in the will of the Lord and keep each other lifted up in prayer. Yes, keep each other lifted up in prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen,
amen again.
I really enjoyed myself in this session, Don't Turn Away From God album. But I just want to leave this with you all tonight.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you again for joining us.